personality disorders. What paranoid, antisocial, sadomasochist, and sexual disorders have in common. Written by Derek Halfson. Narrated by Rory Young. Chapter 1. Paranoid Personality Disorder. The hallmarks of this personality disorder are distrust and suspicion. People who show constitutional fear don't usually confide in other individuals and often misread others, redefining innocuous statements and conduct as sinister. The paranoid personality disordered individual is suspicious of others. This individual thinks that others are out to threaten, betray, make use of, or damage. This disorder presents usually in young, the adult years. People with paranoid personality disorder are not typically grounded in reality, nor do they admit that they have negative feelings about other individuals. They mistrust people so much that they won't discuss how they feel and harbor suspicions for lengthy time periods. Symptoms. Symptoms and signs of paranoid personality disorder as cataloged by the DSM-5. 1. Prevalent distrust and suspicion of others such that their intents are interpreted as malevolent, beginning by early the adult years and present in a variety of contexts, as suggested by four or more of the following. Suspects without sufficient basis that others are making use of, hurting, or deceiving him or her. Is occupied with unjustified doubts about the loyalty or reliability of friends or associates. Hesitates to confide in others just because of baseless fear that the information will be used maliciously against him or her. Reads benign comments or events as demeaning or threatening. Persistently bears grudging feelings, like not forgiving insults, injuries, or slights. Views attacks on his or her character or reputation that are not obvious to others, and is quick to react angrily or to counterattack. Has reoccurring suspicions, without justification, concerning fidelity of partner or sexual partner. 2. Does not happen exclusively throughout the course of schizophrenia, bipolar illness, or depressive disorder with psychotic features, or another psychotic disorder, and is not attributable to the physiological effects of another health condition. Bear in mind, if criteria are met prior to the start of schizophrenia, include premorbid, like paranoid personality disorder, premorbid. Causes. Reasons for paranoid personality disorder as cataloged by the DSM-5. Paranoid personality disorder might be first obvious in childhood or teenage years. Most people who suffer choose privacy, have poor peer relationships, social anxiety, academic underachievement, hypersensitivity, peculiar ideas and language, and distinctive dreams. Those young people might appear to be odd or eccentric, and they're good targets for teasing. In scientific examples, this disorder seems more frequently diagnosed in males. There is some proof for an increased frequency of paranoid personality disorder amongst those whose relatives have schizophrenia. Some habits that are affected by particular life scenarios might be mistakenly labeled paranoid and may even be reinforced by the process of medical examination. Treatment. There are work treatments for paranoid personality disorder. Nonetheless, the person might haven suspicion about the mental health expert, which can hurt management of the disorder. Most people with paranoid personality disorder may suffer persistent fear if left without treatment. Therapy and some medications have shown to be efficient techniques. If untreated, the person may suffer problems at work and in the house. Comprehensive treatment can include both official and informal methods. Casual recovery might include self-help via family support, services for real estate, and vocational assistance. Use of medications for paranoid personality disorder is mostly discouraged. Medications may have an adverse impact with increased paranoia and suspicion, leaving the individual to forego treatment completely. If the individual suffers specific symptoms, such as serious anxiety or delusions that lead to dysfunction or self-harm or harm to others, medication is recommended. Anti-anxiety drugs like diazepam can be recommended if everyday